Yo, y'all don't answer. Wow.
Hi, this is Shanga. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Angela from Peace on First.
Oh, hey. How can I help you?
Yes. Are you the service coordinator for Mr. Daryl Thompson? Or the coordinator, not the service?
What's the patient's name?
Daryl Thompson.
Daryl Thompson. No, okay. I'm not a coordinator, no, but I see we reached out for authorization, I see. We're just calling on the authorization.
Yeah, five of you guys have called me multiple times over the last 2 weeks, and apparently you've done it to Mr. Thompson as well. So I just want to talk to who is handling his case, because this is starting to get a little out of whack.
Do you have any update on the reservation, though?
Are you handling his case?
No, I'm not.
So, and your name is Shane?
Shindel.
Shindel, how do you spell that?
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L. Well, I didn't call you today. I don't understand. What is this regard? You're returning the call? I didn't call you today.
Yeah, you called. No, you didn't call me today. Stella called me today. And then you called me Wednesday, and then Abigail called me yesterday. So I have to report it to my supervisor, because it's just like, this is a lot. Mr. Thompson no longer wants to deal with your agency, because apparently you guys are doing the same thing to him.
That's not true, because we get pressure from the patient to start the services. So that's why we call the service coordinator who doesn't answer and doesn't send the authorization. So that's why we do our job. This is our job.
Okay. Understandable, but
we get pressure from the patient.
If it's four of you guys calling, and are you not communicating with each other, because it's like y'all are all calling, you keep asking the same question.
Right. As long as we don't have authorization, then we'll keep
calling. And then my supervisor
tried
to call y'all earlier as well, because
we try to be on top of all the cases, because they all pressure, they want to start. So that's part of the job, okay?
Well, doing that to your patient, you shouldn't be doing that to him. If you keep calling him and he keeps talking to four different people, he's frustrated. Mr. Thompson called me today. After you guys have already repetitively called me, and I've already talked to Abigail yesterday, which is fine. I don't have an issue with going back and forth with you guys, because you're called. I get it. You're looking for the authorization. However, Mr. Thompson expressed that you guys have called him multiple times, and it's four different people. He couldn't even get a direct answer from you guys.
Who called? Yeah, I don't see any calls directly to Mr. Thompson. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I was asking for his service coordinator now, because I'm making it clear Mr. Thompson no longer wants to deal with your agency. So I'll put in an end date for you guys.
I don't know why you called me now. We can go directly with him, okay? Thank you, though.